910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After calls for him to be returned to the U.S. and an order from the Supreme Court, Kilmo Abrego Garcia, who was deported to his native El Salvador in March, has been returned to the U.S., only to find himself a criminal defendant. Accused of human smuggling and other charges by the Justice Department, his lawyer denies the charges. On the streets of Los Angeles, protests after a series of ICE immigration raids across the city. The demonstrators seen throwing objects, getting in front of vehicles. Mayor Karen Bass showing up at one raid site.
We know ICE has been here, but it's been for targeted arrests. This was just mass chaos, and it sows a sense of chaos in our city and a sense of terror, and it's just unacceptable.
Friday, the former police chief and convicted killer Grant Hardin captured just a mile and a half from the prison where he escaped, near the Arkansas-Missouri border. This is ABC News. The search is intensifying in Washington state for the man accused of suffocating to death his three daughters.
The search for Travis Decker is now focused in on the Pacific Crest Trail. Decker, a wilderness survival expert and military veteran, is believed to maybe be traveling the trail. People nearby are being told to keep buildings locked and lights on. Ariana Cozart is the attorney for his ex-wife, who says Decker has mental health issues, and his ex-wife has empathy for him as he's on the run.
He was a very loving man, but something broke.
Decker's ex-wife is pushing for changes to the Amber Alert system since the case did not trigger one because there was no evidence of a kidnapping. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Hundreds filled the National Mall in Washington, D.C. Friday for a Unite for Veterans rally. The USDA says the national average wholesale price of eggs increasing again, up 11 cents to 263 per dozen last week amid new bird flu outbreaks and weak demand. Agency says shoppers less interested in buying eggs than typically heading into June. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Brewers take on the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game two of a three-game series is tonight in Milwaukee between the Brewers and the San Diego Padres. Last night, the Brewers shut out 2-0. Milwaukee with just four hits and several times leaving two men on with two outs, unable to score any runs. Manager Pat Murphy.
We leave 10 on base. That's a tough go. When you don't score and leave 10 on base, you know, there was some opportunities there. But, you know, Churio hits the ball on the barrel four times and gets one hit. We didn't get the timely hit. Give them credit. They executed and they got the big home run when they needed it.
A special guest, Packers rookie wide receiver Matthew Golden, on hand to throw out the first pitch. Over 32,000 fans in attendance. In La Crosse, Wisconsin, it's the state high school track and field meet in Division I. Grady Len from De Pere ran the 1,600-meter race in just 4 minutes and 1.7 seconds, setting a new state record. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a stray shower around and lows in the upper 40s. For the weekend, a mix of sun and clouds with some showers and storms popping up. A high in the mid-70s Saturday, low 70s Sunday. And more rain around again on Monday. Currently 57 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 p.m., I'll be joined with UW-Wisconsin Law School professor Aaron Barbato to talk about immigration processes. We dispel myths and give you the real scoop.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Matinee on Air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matinee on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board, our producer and engineer. It is Friday, TGIF, June 6th, 2025. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite. A little sun out, a couple of clouds here. There's still a little bit of smoke in the air. Our meteorology team says that's going to linger. First, it was like, oh, it'll be done by Tuesday. And then Wednesday. It just keeps hanging on like a bad girlfriend or a boyfriend, like Trump and Musk. Just keeps. Trump said that Elon was wearing thin, by the way. That's in one of his texts. I appreciate that. But no, the smoke is going to be, they're saying now, hopefully by the end of the weekend. But all in all, I think temperatures in the 70s, more or less. Be a nice weekend to get out and get around. By the way, many thanks to Brady Ewing for being on the show here in the last hour. Always a great time with Brady. One of those guys, one of those people that just make you feel better for sitting down and chatting with him. So many thanks for Brady for being here with us. Coming up a little bit later, we're going to try to get in a couple more news headlines yet this hour. One from Milwaukee, open records laws, where a reporter for WTMJ4 television in Milwaukee was not allowed to go to a public school board meeting. Ramifications of that. And things are getting bananas out in D.C. We'll explain a little bit later. And at the bottom of the hour, just after our news update, our friend and ongoing contributor, the managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine, directly from Brooklyn, New York, with a look at the wild, the wacky, the week in review, stupid human things at the bottom of the hour. But right now it's 8 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, just your chance to have your voice heard. And what more do you want than that? You can be heard all across Wisconsin, all 11 news talk sports stations in the Civic Media Radio Network. No better place to have your product, your business advertised than on our network. We would appreciate you. We would love to partner with you. Check us out at civicmedia.us. civicmedia.us. All right. Category today, fast food-ish. I don't know about you, but gonna be on the road a little bit. I might, although I'm supposed to have less fast food now that I have a fatty liver.
I think you should heed that advice.
Yes. I'm holding off on a dramatic diet change until I'm seeing my doctor in a couple of weeks.
Okay, that's fair. That's completely fair.
And the nutritionist. So, yeah,
good to get some advice.
Yeah, that's before I just completely change everything. Anyway, we're not going to go into that right now. Fast food, burgers. What's worse, the Whopper or a Big Mac? Whopper or a Big Mac? What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or you can text us on the aforementioned Civic Media app. Download it on your Apple or Android device. Simply go to your app store, little search bar, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C Media. Pops up. Download it. It's free. Takes less than a minute. It's what Gayle King at CBS calls a deal. Wouldn't it be great one of these days, go out to New York, try to see Gayle King, and I'd say, Gayle, all I want you to do is say, it's a deal. Think she'd do that? Probably not.
Maybe.
She's Oprah's friend. What is she going to talk to me for? What's worse? Anyway, download the Civic Media app, and you can text us the answer as well. Or call 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, the Whopper or the Big Mac? Off the text line right now, let's go back up, Zomers. First couple of ones of those. We got Robert in McFarland on WMDX says, oh my God, the Big Mac is a giant pile of crap. Had to clean it up a little bit. For a radio there. Where was he? It disappeared. Where was that? The Whopper is considered quality and fast food world. Oh, all right. Big Mac. That was Robert. So Robert saying that the Big Mac is worse. Oscar in Madison listening on WMDX says the Big Mac is worse because you get more bread than you do meat. All right. Let's see here. Robert, we're not going to, don't be mean on McFarland. We read your text, all right? Roger, I see what he's saying. I get it now. I'm sorry, Robert. I apologize. He says Culver's is not fast food. Your apps see as quality because you usually have to wait a little bit longer. So, yes, I'm sorry, Robert. I absolutely 100% agree with you. I said in the first hour, we know it's better. What's better is Culver's, but what's worse, the Whopper or the Big Mac? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Roger in Stevens Point, listening in, says the Big Mac is worse. The special sauce is gross. What else here? Cam and Appleton, as an ex-professional.
The Whopper is the worst flavor-wise, but you can get six Whoppers for $15 if you have coupons, including six fries.
I did not know that. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Ollie, listening in the beautiful North Woods. Ollie, Whopper or Big Mac? What's worse?
The Big Mac is much worse. Not enough meat, and I am like the gentleman before, the sauce stinks.
Not a fan of the sauce.
Although I have to admit that I always loved the Whopper when they were actually flame broiled.
Oh, yes. Right?
They're not the same anymore as they used to be, but they're still much better than a Big Mac.
Yeah, all right. Very good. Very good, Ollie. I appreciate seeing it.
Could I just take a minute
to
remind everybody about the March for Veterans that is being held in Appleton this evening? If you're in the area, get on down there and support our vets. They deserve it.
Absolutely. What time does that start? You know, Ollie in Appleton?
It starts, I believe, at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And runs till 7:30. And it's a bipartisan, peaceful protest.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. No, we always appreciate honoring our veterans. And absolutely, on this D-Day, Ollie, thank you very much for that reminder. Appleton tonight. Thanks, Ollie, for that reminder. Dana in La Crosse participating in our What's Worse, the Whopper or the Big Mac, says actually they're both pretty terrible. But I can enjoy either one as well. Either one as well, depending on my appetite and how well it's prepared that day. All right. Chris listening in Janesville, Wisconsin. By the way, the city of the bridge, the city of parks, as I learned on Pete Schwab's show, says Chris in Janesville says, hands down, the Big Mac is worse. But now that McDonald lawyers are trying to distance themselves from Trump, maybe I'll change. I did not know that, Chris. I did not know that. Steve, listening on WMDX in Milwaukee, says the Big Mac is definitely worse. Wow, this is really trending one way here. Judy, listening in Lodi, says the Big Mac is worse because it has too much bread. I prefer more meat versus the extra bread. Judy from Lodi, I'm with you there on, Judy. Brian in Green Bay, listening on WMDX, but he's in Green Bay, home of WGBW. We're going to be up there broadcasting next Friday from GBW. Cannot wait for that. Says both sandwiches give me the bathroom. I'll just say that. Need to use the restroom after that. Mike, there we go. Mike, listening to WGBW in Green Bay, says, I don't eat burgers, but I certainly enjoy a Whopper from time to time. This is pretty good. What's worse, the Whopper or the Big Mac? Greg in Genesee Depot, Big Mac, Whopper is much better. So the Big Mac is worse. Whopper is much better. Really, I can't afford either one right now. Isn't that the truth?
They keep jacking up the prices.
I think I maybe told this story a while back, but I don't know. Long story super short. When I was at UW Richland, our soccer coach there, Tracy Krieger, God rest his soul, he loved Burger King. And we would go to, and I would usually go like a Whopper Jr. And so I hadn't been in a Burger King in years. And I don't know why, a few months back, it's the smell. That's what it was. I was in the neighborhood, and that smell got me. I'm like, I'm going to. So I got a Whopper Jr., a fry, and either a small or medium drink. And it was like over $10.
Yeah, it's expensive now.
And I thought, I can go to Culver's and get a single butter burger, fries, and a soda for like $7, $7.50, something like that.
And it's way better.
Yeah. I can't believe how much Burger King, McDonald's, those places have really jacked up the prices.
Yeah, if you want to go there to either of those places, you have to use coupons or the app that they have to make it more reasonably priced. Otherwise, it's just insane.
See, that's another reason I like Culver's better, is because you get real live, awesome human beings taking your order. And now, occasionally I go to McDonald's because I love their breakfast, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
They are good. Those are good.
And about two times a year, I have a filet of fish. I get a hankering for a McDonald's filet of fish. But now you go into most McDonald's, there's like one live person and three or four touchscreen kiosks you have to order through. And I'm like, I did not, it was my understanding that AI technology was not going to be required to place my order. Culver's, by the way, if you want to, you can place an order through their app now.
I've not done it.
You can see a real human or that. What's worse, the Whopper or the Big Mac? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Cameron Appleton says Culver's also has a great shrimp basket. Yes, they certainly do. Robert McFarland, I'll occasionally order Culver's online when the line outside is ungodly long. Sometimes I'll even order online when I'm in line.
That works. Just can tell do that too.
All right, Zombers, what's worse, Whopper or Big Mac?
I think I'm going to have to go with the Whopper because Burger King does not agree with me. I'll leave it at that. Right. Not that I like Big Macs. I've only had one. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I agree with what people are saying. I would prefer to have a better meat ratio there than mostly bread.
Michael in Tosa, listening to WMDX, says the Big Mac is worse. It is a bun and lettuce with a tiny meat patty. The Whopper has the meat.
No, you can't say that. Arby's owns that.
Arby's, we have the meat. I'm gonna disagree with you, Zombers, on this one. I'm gonna agree with most of our listeners today. I'm gonna say the Big Mac is worse, for the aforementioned reasons.
Maybe I would agree if I could eat a Whopper, but I'm not gonna try.
And I agree with Ollie when they used to do the whole char broil thing. And they have it like on a conveyor belt over flames. They were better then. But like I said before, the prices on the Whoppers have just gone crazy. And also they don't do the whole, I miss like the crown and the actual Burger King. It used to be a thing. They used to have a king that was Burger King. Just like you don't see Ronald McDonald anymore. You don't see Grimace.
You see Grimace.
Do you see Grimace?
Yeah, they recently had a they did a thing on social media where they said they were going to have a Grimace burger, but you could at least get the Grimace meal.
The Hamburglar.
Hamburglar? Yeah, they're bringing those back a little
bit. Are they really? Well, good for them. All right, thanks for playing along. We'll come back with some news headlines after this. It's the All Ball Show for a Friday, TGIF, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Matt Miller, a Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknight from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Whopper, 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 Junior, Double, Triple, Whopper, Impossible, or Bacon, Whopper, I rule this day. And BK, have it your way.
I haven't heard that in a long time. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 22 now, past the hour of 3 o'clock. Our what's worse today, Whopper versus Big Mac.
It appears.
It wasn't even close.
Yeah, Big Mac is worse,
according to our listeners. Yeah, yeah. So, well done, Zombers. Welcome back to the show. Some breaking news across the wires at this hour, according to many news sources. This one is from CNN. Kilmar Umbregal Garcia, the Maryland man mistakenly deported to El Salvador in March, has been returned to the United States only to face federal criminal charges, according to Attorney General Pam Bondi this afternoon. For months, the Trump administration has been locked into an intense standoff with federal judiciary over court orders for the government to, quote-unquote, facilitate Umbregal Garcia's return from El Salvador, where he was mistakenly deported in mid-March, in a situation that one federal judge warned could present a, quote, incipient crisis, unquote, between the two branches. Umbregal Garcia has been now indicted on two criminal charges in the Middle District of Tennessee. Conspiracy to unlawfully transport illegal aliens for financial gain and unlawful transportation of illegal aliens for financial gain. I'm going to step away from the story. I'm not sure. Maggie Dawn may go into this more in her show. She's certainly an attorney. And Jim Santel on Amicus, a law review, will most certainly be talking about this tomorrow on Saturday at 9 o'clock. But this, what it appears now, and pun intended, that the administration has trumped up federal charges against Embriago Garcia over something that he was already found essentially innocent of in the local courts. So now Trump has complied, the administration has complied with the judicial order to bring Embriago Garcia back to the U.S. from El Salvador, but now they've just created new charges for him on the federal level to send him right back to El Salvador. So disturbing to say the least. We'll, as I said, maintain and continue to watch this and have more updates. But that is the breaking news at this hour. Kilmar Embriago Garcia has been returned to the United States from El Salvador, but now faces at least two criminal charges at the federal level. Want to get to this. Tariffs, the Trump tariffs, and what's happening in D.C. And we, a lot of times these are tough to understand. But once in a while, somebody in Congress gets it right. And as our former, a longtime judge down in, speaking of Tennessee, Judge Weissman, the late, great Judge Weissman, like to say it, put it down there where the chickens can get at it. Want to play you this clip now from Representative Madeline Dean of Michigan, who is...
No, of Pennsylvania.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. Thank you for the correction. Of Pennsylvania, who is questioning Secretary Howard Lutnick on the tariffs. And over, she has some bananas in front of her. And this is simple to understand, and it gets the point across. Here is this testimony in Congress.
What's the tariff on bananas? Americans, by the way, love bananas. We buy billions of them a year. I love bananas. What's the tariff on bananas?
The tariff on bananas would be representative of the countries that produce them.
And what's that tariff?
Generally 10%.
Correct, 10%. Walmart has already increased the cost of bananas by 8%.
But as countries do deals with us, that will go to zero. As countries do deals with us, that will go to zero.
But the cost is on the American consumer now and on the businesses with the confusion now. Mr. Secretary, I believe you know better. I believe you recognize that a trade deficit is not something to fear. I believe you know that predictability, stability is essential for businesses. I wish you would show that truth to this administration, and I yield back.
Time of the gentlelady has expired.
Would you mind, Mr. Chairman, if I make one quick comment to the end? Would that be okay?
I'm sorry?
Would you mind if I make one quick comment to the representative?
Sure. Please.
There is no uncertainty if you build in America and you produce your product in America, there will be no tariff.
We can't
produce
bananas in America.
Building in America and paying no tariff
is
very, very clear.
We cannot
fighting
build bananas in America.
I'm with the general.
Secretary Lutnick, I guess just pieced, I don't know. I mean, he could not have dug himself a deeper hole when Congresswoman Dean makes her point, we can't build or grow bananas in the United States. And so when Wisconsinites are going to the store and you're paying more for bananas or avocados or whatever it might be, just remember, it all goes back to the Trump tariff. Let's go to the phone lines quickly, 855-752-4842. Gene, listening up in beautiful Eau Claire. I learned, Gene, this week, did you know this? That Eau Claire's nickname is City of Bridges. Gene? Gene is here. Gene is not here. 855. Apparently, Gene, I hope she hasn't fallen off a bridge. I was on Schwab's show. We had this contest, this quiz between Schwab and I on Nightlight that Conrad put together. I won it by the slimmest of margins. I won it by one answer. But Schwab beat me on that one, that I did not know that Eau Claire is nicknamed the City of Bridges. Maybe we can sneak this in quick. Let's go to Mark in Pernissack. Mark, about 30 seconds. It's yours. What say you?
Yeah, well, let's, you know, Licknut or whatever is Nutlick. You know, he's just a fool anyway. But for Donald Trump, let's get back to Donald Trump and for his D-Day acknowledgement. He didn't acknowledge that there was anybody else other than the Americans, British and the Canadians in the forces on D-Day, and that we have to acknowledge that the Poles were there, the French were there, that all the Nazi occupied countries that were part of the alliance were there, and he could have actually included them. But
absolutely. Thank you, Mark. Up against the clock. Sorry, my friend. Stay tuned. Wild and wacky news for our friend Peter Rapine from E-Bomb's World next on the All Ball Show. Don't go anywhere on Civic Media.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
News. I'm Dave Packer. After calls for him to be returned to the U.S. and an order from the Supreme Court, Kilmo Abrego Garcia, who was deported to his native El Salvador in March, has been returned to the U.S., only to find himself a criminal defendant. Accused of human smuggling and other charges by the Justice Department, his lawyer denies the charges. On the streets of Los Angeles, protests after a series of ICE immigration raids across the city. The demonstrators seen throwing objects, getting in front of vehicles. Mayor Karen Bass showing up at one raid site.
We know ICE has been here, but it's been for targeted arrests. This was just mass chaos, and it sows a sense of chaos in our city and a sense of terror, and it's just unacceptable.
Friday, the former police chief and convicted killer Grant Hardin captured just a mile and a half from the prison where he escaped, near the Arkansas-Missouri border. This is ABC News.
The Brewers take on the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Game 2 of a 3-game series is tonight in Milwaukee between the Brewers and the San Diego Padres. Last night, the Brewers shut out 2-0. Milwaukee with just 4 hits and several times leaving 2 men on with 2 outs, unable to score any runs. Manager Pat Murphy.
We leave 10 on base. That's a tough go when you don't score and leave 10 on base. You know, there was some opportunities there, but, you know, Churio hits the ball on the barrel 4 times and gets 1 hit. We didn't get the timely hit. Give them credit. They executed, and they got the big home run when they needed it.
A special guest, Packers rookie wide receiver Matthew Golden, on hand to throw out the first pitch. Over 32,000 fans in attendance. In La Crosse, Wisconsin, it's the state high school track and field meet in Division I. Grady Len from De Pere ran the 1,600-meter race in just 4 minutes and 1.7 seconds, setting a new state record. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Not sure if Steve Carell has big feet, but his shoes will be tough to fill. No one knows that more than Domhnall Gleeson, who will play the boss on a new spinoff of NBC's The Office. The paper will feature the same documentary film crew from The Office, even though it was never really featured, as they record the daily happenings of a dying local newspaper, and it will be brought to you by the same team that brought you the American version of The Office. Gleeson, the son of actor Brendan Gleeson, knows the challenges he faces. The actor said he recently received encouraging words from Carell's Office co-star, John Krasinski, who reassured the actor that he was in great hands with executive producer Greg Daniels. Daniels successfully rebooted Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant's show of the same title from the UK. Although the title is different, the challenges faced in the paper are the same faced by those who ran a fictitious paper company. There is no release date yet, but the paper will premiere in September on Peacock. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a stray shower around and lows in the upper 40s. For the weekend, a mix of sun and clouds with some showers and storms popping up, a high in the mid-70s Saturday, low 70s Sunday, and more rain around again on Monday, currently 57 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Positive psychology coach Kira Sabin, it is great to have you back.
I love the idea of self-help, but there's also something called community help. We have become so divided, we've forgotten that our neighbor is really nice and makes great cookies and probably has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. I think that we think things have changed, and I think we're just have stopped talking to each other.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, oil and gas industry expert Matt Randolph, also known as Mr. Global, will be here to talk about all things energy in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 35 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock on a beautiful TGIF Friday afternoon, June 6th. After a long week of a fire hose of information, as they say, which can get depressing and overwhelming, what we want to end the show on is something we can laugh, we can relax, hang out with somebody we like. There's no better person to do that than our ongoing contributor, our friend. He's the managing editor of E-Bombs World with the bi-weekly Week in Review, Mr. Peter Rapine, live from New York. How are you, Peter?
Doing great, Todd. It's Friday, so right? Nothing to complain about. And now, it's been a long, crazy week of news, so we should have a great show.
Now, before we get into this, because you've been open about this, we appreciate that. People have asked because they say, we hope Peter's happy. And you've a while back, you met a wonderful young woman on a vacation in Mexico. And when you came on, for those watching on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and the like, a very handsome, groomed Peter Rapine. What's all this about?
I'm meeting her in Zurich on Sunday, so I had to get a clean haircut.
As one does. Oh, I'm meeting my new girlfriend in Zurich.
Which, yes, to be clear, me playing Justin Timberlake's Cry Me a River has nothing to do with that. Right. It's about a different – it's about a breakup that the president is
going through. No, Peter's fine. He's not going through a breakup.
Yes, exactly.
I just think you look happy. And
I am.
Along with my audience, we want you to be happy because we love hanging out with you.
Thanks, Todd. I appreciate that.
Well, have a great trip.
I will. It'll be nice to get away, unplug for a week or so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's been crazy out there, as you probably know.
It's been absolutely crazy. So let's get into it, Peter. All these headlines can be found at eBombs, E-B-A-U-M-S, world.com. And again, this is not fiction. This is not made-up stuff. This isn't writers in a room. This is actual wacky behavior of actual wacky humans.
Yes. I like to say that we're funny, but we're not this funny. And clearly the biggest story of the week, something you guys have probably already talked about. Elon and Trump are having their breakup, their fallout. And I think maybe in the last couple minutes of the show, we'll read some of our favorite tweets. I don't know how much you guys have said yet. Basically, Elon called Trump a pedophile. Yes. And word is going out around that Steve Bannon is going to try to convince Trump to deport him.
We played the cut at the top of the show from Bannon on his show last night, calling exactly for that. It's gotten real.
Yeah. Let them fight. Just let them fight. Right? Yeah. We don't have to be a part of it. But one of my favorite stories this week comes from TikTok, like some of my favorite stories always do. And Gen Z, you know, we talk about them from time to time. Mm-hmm. They don't drink as much. They kind of do things their own way. They're blazing new trails. But there's a new trend going on. So headline reads, TikTokers are calling bars before going there to, quote, check the vibe.
TikTokers are calling bars before going there to, quote unquote, check the vibe. And for those that might not know it, that's kind of the new Gen Z phrase for vibing and checking. Kind of like, you know, what's the feeling? What's going on? Like,
yeah. What's the energy like?
Yeah, the energy. That's a good word. Yeah.
And in one of the videos, a 21-year-old, I think she's British, lady calls the bar and she asks, "Are there any handsome men there worth coming down to see?" so a warning has gone out among bars. So be prepared for Gen Z kids to call you and ask you what the vibe is like.
And do we have audio with this one? Is there audio of Zabras for this one? No. Yes, there is. All right, here we go. So here's some audio now. Gen Zers checking out the vibe.
Hello. I was just wondering, like, is there any, like, good crack in the pub tonight? Like, is there any, like, hot ones, like, that may be worth coming down to see?
2 seconds now, let me tell you.
Okay, perfect.
Now they're having fun with this, but the cool thing is a person on the other end of the phone is having fun too.
Exactly. Yeah, loads of them. Come on down, right? What is she going to say? No, don't come to my bar.
Right. And if they get there, there is nobody that's hot. She's going to say, well, you just missed him.
You just missed him. Exactly. But it's kind of like a tongue-in-cheek trend. Who knows how serious the kids are about it, but give it a shot. You never know. It might work out for you. Call a bar that you've never been to before and ask, hey, what's the vibe like?
What's the vibe? What's going on there? And see, if I were running the bar, I'd say, well, what vibe are you looking for? And then I'd just say, that's the vibe.
Exactly.
That was great. All right, very good. Next headline.
So this video is about a week old, and it was shot on a Delta flight that was delayed, and they're sitting there on the tarmac waiting to take off. And someone had the bright idea of allowing a young girl to sing into the PA system. So headline reads, people are livid that a child sang Disney songs over a plane intercom.
People are livid that a child sang Disney songs over a plane intercom.
And the audio for this one speaks for itself.
All right, here we go.
No matter how hard I try, every turn I take, every trail I track, every path I make, every road leads back. A place I know where I cannot go, where I long to be. See the line where the sky meets the sea. It calls me, and no one knows how far it goes. If the wind in my sail on the sea stays behind me, one day I'll know.
And she just keeps going.
So, I mean,
uninterrupted.
The voice isn't that bad, but
no,
she's
not terrible.
I think if I'm on a plane and the thing is delayed and I'm ticked off because now I'm going to miss my connecting flight, the last thing I need is a 9-year-old singing Disney songs.
Yes, specifically Moana songs. Not that I think that makes it worse or better. That's just a little detail. But yeah, if you're delayed, it's the last thing you want to hear. And I think the woman who filmed the video and posted it on TikTok was not upset. And clearly no one in the plane is yelling or screaming or telling her to stop. But when the video went on to Twitter, that's where people got their pitchforks and were ready to burn down this Delta flight.
Zomers, you have something?
I think one of my favorite parts of the video is there's somebody sitting in the row right behind her who puts on headphones at the beginning. And then at the end, it's just like, I give up and takes them back off.
I think nothing against the young girl. I mean, she has a fine voice, but and I think it would have been fine to sing like, hey, do you want to sing one line or one stanza? But it just keeps going.
It keeps going. It keeps going. And you can't yell over a young girl singing into a, into anything. You can't do that. You're not going to get any points from anyone doing that. So you kind of have to sit down and take it.
There's part of you saying, well, she's saying, let it go. Don't worry about the flight. Let it go. Now, that would have been kind of funny. Just the chorus. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Next headline. Yeah. We're talking with Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World, with our biweekly look at the wild and wacky week in review. Next headline, Peter.
And this one comes to us from France. France's budget minister caught eating her boogers on TV.
France's budget minister got caught eating her boogers on TV. Explain, Peter Rapine.
The audio for this isn't too great, so I'm going to have to do my best to paint you the picture. She puts her finger up her nose and then puts that finger in her mouth directly afterwards.
My. And she's like, it's not like in a corner. She's like up in front addressing Parliament or whatever they have over there.
Yeah, she's I assume that's what it is. It's a hearing of some kind.
Yeah.
And she clearly was a little hungry.
Oh, good Lord.
I'm not sure if that's a French delicacy. Oh, but, you know, they
like snails
things over there. Yeah,
escargot. I mean, I've been in public a lot and worked in government, and especially when you're at a hearing like that, be aware, be self. I mean, it's just a in my opinion, it's a disgusting. I don't want to call it a habit, but some people do this, and I think it's just gross. Yeah.
I think I remember the last time I ate a booger. I think I was like,
you've done that?
As a kid, sure, yeah.
Oh,
I think maybe like seven or eight or nine, and I did it, and I was like, oh, I've lost the taste for this.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's just disgusting. Yeah. All right. Thanks for all. Well, I do need to lose weight, Peter, so thank you with that. Oh, I will not be eating anything else this afternoon. All right. Next headline.
Next headline. Two Secret Service agents beat the crap out of each other outside Obama's house.
These are two Secret Service agents beating the crap out of each other outside of Obama's house. Explain what's going on here.
So the woman or person who was supposed to relieve a Secret Service agent of her duty was late for her shift. And there's a audio here of one of the Secret Service agents calling into the Secret Service dispatch saying, you better tell her to get down here immediately or I'm going to whoop her ASS. And we have the audio for it.
All right, now here we go.
And there's video of the two agents fighting when the one agent does show up.
Oh my gosh, I'm looking. He's not just fighting; they're pushing each other up against a Secret Service car. What's going on here? Because I mean, former presidents get Secret Service for their entire life, but but these folks, I mean, it's not like Obama is the current sitting president. Things should be pretty calm, but clearly the one agent was very late for her shift.
She must have had a date or was just getting tired and grumpy and wanted to go home and go to bed. But yeah, not what you'd expect from the Secret Service, for them to beat each other up.
No. She had to catch a plane to Zurich. I'm not sure what she was doing. That's a little disturbing. I mean, if I'm President Obama, I'm like, maybe we should get a couple of new Secret Service people.
Yeah, you'd imagine that if you're a Secret Service, you'd have a level head. She must have really, really been late. I don't know how long I would have had to wait. It would have been like 3 hours plus some young girl in the back seat singing Moana for me to get that man.
All right, next headline, Peter Ray Pudd.
Next headline. There was a pigeon loose in a cabin of a Delta flight last week.
There is a pigeon loose in the cabin of a Delta flight. You know how much we love a good animal story here.
The audio on this one is fun. It's just a bunch of people screaming because they're afraid of the pigeon flying around. And there's one good Samaritan who has stood up in the center aisle and he has his jacket out. And it appears like he catches it, though it's kind of hard to tell because the video is not the best quality.
All right, what's it?
But if you want to hear the screams of all these passengers,
we got nothing else to do on a Friday. Let's hear some screams on a Delta flight as a loose pigeon is snuck its way on board. Here we go. You'd think it was a snake on a plane. You know?
You'd think it was a bomb or something.
It's a pigeon.
But it probably got on through like the food service. There's no way it got through the airport.
No,
you know, when they load on the hot meals or whatever.
Right, right.
But also imagine wherever that pigeon is going, it gets off the plane. It's like, I don't know where the hell I am.
Where am I? Thank you. Exactly.
I'm in Zurich. What am I doing here?
Thank you for bringing that up. Because what about the poor pigeon who now has no idea where it's at? It hasn't got a nest, a partner. It doesn't know where to get food. It's in a foreign land.
Well, yeah, you hear that woman screaming. Imagine how the pigeon feels. Imagine what the pigeon is thinking. Like, oh, shit.
Shoot. Yes, exactly. All right, next headline. Here we go. Oh, no, sorry. Got to take a break. Come back. We're going to do a little break. Come back. More headlines with Peter Rapine after this. It's the Oddball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks. Yeah.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire, Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wbzh.fm/contest-terms. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC and CBS News, followed by a check of weather, sports with our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, and then another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show from 4 until 6, followed by our great friend Pete Schwabba and Conrad and Nightlight from 6 until 8. Native Roots Radio with Robert Pilot and then Rick Smith across America. Don't forget the Brewers at home against the Padres tonight across several stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm going down on Sunday. And don't forget to be shown on the Roku Sports Channel. And if you stick around after the Roku Sports Channel, you can see for free, just a bit outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. So a little plug for them for their great movie. Right now we have the great Peter Rapine. He is the managing editor of EPOM's World with his biweekly look at the week in review before he jets off to Tony Switzerland with a pigeon on board. All right, Peter Rapine, next headline.
Well, I think a couple of weeks ago we talked about how people were trolling AI drive-thrus with like insane orders. Mm-hmm. Well, this one comes to us from Australia. KFC installed AI drive-thrus in Australia, but they can't understand Australian accents.
KFC installed AI drive-thrus in Australia, but they can't understand the Aussie accents. Explain.
This one was cooked up in a lab specifically for me. There's a bunch of videos on TikTok of Australians getting very upset as they're trying to order their KFC. Specifically trying to order barbecue seems to be a phrase that the AI assistant doesn't really register coming from them. And we have a great audio for this one.
All right, before I play it, just to be clear, this is not people trying to intentionally punk like those other videos trying to mess it up. These are just actual Australians just trying to put in a regular old order at KFC in Australia.
Exactly.
All right, here we go. Here's the audio.
Can I please get a slider?
Which slider would you like?
Barbecue.
Okay.
Delete the barbecue sauces.
Got it.
No. Delete the add-on of sauces.
By the way, I love a great Australian accent from a true Aussie like that. But what's KFC thinking? Don't they test this out with real Australians before they put it into actual function?
I mean, you would assume so, but that doesn't mean they actually did that. honestly, no idea. I just, it's just funny watching Australians and hearing Australians go, no.
No. No.
You would assume that they would have tested it out, but probably not. It probably was just like a model that they put an Aussie accent on, and it was just trained off of Americans.
I mean, just another example, forget AI, have real humans. That's what I want.
Yeah. Yeah. No, exactly.
By the way, what's worse, Big Macs or Whoppers?
What's worse, Whopper?
Really? Any particular reason?
I've had more Big Macs in my life than Whoppers.
Really? All right. That was our question earlier today, our what's worse question, written by CP, by the way. All right, next headline.
Dude hits dance moves in school parking lot before stealing $5,000 worth of laptops.
A dude hits dance moves in a school parking lot before stealing $5,000 worth of laptops. What up?
So this story also comes to us from Australia, specifically Melbourne, the man has not been caught. A burglar broke into a school and stole a bunch of laptops from school. But before he broke in and stole the laptops, he was caught on CCTV camera busting some moves in the parking lot.
These robbers are just not smart. Okay, here we go.
Police in Victoria are seeking assistance identifying a burglar who had a temporary dance party in a school car park. The man arrived at a Sunbury school about 10 past 1 in the morning before being captured on CCTV busting a move.
And he's just dancing
around. Hard to tell with what a flashlight. Move he's doing. Yeah, it's not quite like it's not the gritty, which is a big popular dance move for like kids today. He's just kind of freestyling it, which is bold because he also got away with the crime, or at least so far has gotten away.
He's like in a tracksuit. His face is uncovered. His headlights are on, so everybody could clearly see who it is. And he's doing some kind of bad ballet versus, I don't know, hip hop, and with a flashlight. I mean, did the guy take a gummy before he decided to do a robbery? I don't know.
The bravest robbery, you only do that when you know there's zero chance you're going to get caught.
Right. And the fact the guy is still on the loose. Yeah. All right, next headline. We're about a minute left.
Next headline. All right. All the best reactions to the Trump-Elon fallout. Right. What a glorious week it was, guys.
I thought of you,
yesterday was one of the best days on the internet since 2016. I'm just going to rapid fire a couple of these things off. From Josh Sorby, this messy Trump-Musk breakup is truly the gayest thing about Pride Month.
Okay. Very good. Yes. Go ahead. Next one.
And this was the Elon bomb that Elon tweeted that really sent it all over the edge. Elon tweets, time to drop the really big bomb. Real Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. This is the real reason they have not been made public. And then he ends it with, have a nice day, DJT.
And that's really when things blew up. When Elon basically confirms that Trump's in the Epstein files, that's when, this is serious now.
And then from Franklin Leonard, the funniest possible outcome is definitely Trump deporting him.
And that's real, too. They're looking at that. They're thinking of it.
They're actually trying to do it. And then from Cat Turd, everyone's favorite cat, you know,
right.
Turd, everyone needs to calm the F down.
It's out of control. Truth is stranger than fiction. Peter Rapine always proves that with wacky human behavior. That's the Week in Review at EPOM's World. Peter, thank you very much. Safe travels, my friend, over to Europe. We'll see you when you get back.
Thanks, Todd.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Also appreciate Brady Ewing being here as well. Zomers, as always, and all of you for listening. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you next week.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A rally in downtown Los Angeles.
Let him go!
Thousands of protesters of ICE raids across the city today. Karen Bass had a look.
LA's mayor showed up at one raid site and says she's angry.
But it sows a sense of terror.
It's unclear exactly how many people were detained in the raids. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
And as for those protesters, the LAPD declaring an unlawful assembly, warning they face arrest, police in riot gear throwing tear gas canisters to disperse the crowd. After being mistakenly deported to El Salvador, the Justice Department returned Kilmar Abrego-Garcia to the United States to put him on trial. The Trump administration says he's connected to a massive human smuggling operation that brought immigrants into the country illegally. A former police chief turned convicted killer captured just a mile and a half from the Arkansas prison where he escaped nearly 2 weeks ago. Grant Hardin was serving lengthy sentences for murder and rape. This is ABC News. Anti-Semitic.